from the newsroom at news.com.au.
Hi there, I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And I'm Bronte Coy.
And this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Wednesday, the 12th of January.
Victoria and New South Wales have both recorded some of their deadliest days of the pandemic. There were 21 deaths announced in each of the two states today. The number of Australians who have died from COVID is now 2,458.
In other news, Novak Djokovic's mum has said the tennis star didn't know that he had COVID in the days after his swab returned a positive result last month. Djokovic tested positive on December 16, but was photographed at an official event the day after without wearing a mask. Here's what his mum had to say on Sunrise this morning.
Did Novak realise he had COVID in December? Because it seems that he was out in the community in Serbia just a day after his positive test. Is that right?
He didn't know. Probably he didn't know it because when he realized that he is positive, then he go to isolation because he didn't know. I really cannot say anything about that. It's maybe the best is to ask him.
Still on Djokovic, and Channel 7 has launched an investigation after footage of an off-air exchange between two newsreaders was leaked online. Channel 7 presenters Rebecca Madden and Mike Amor could be heard discussing Novak Djokovic's visa saga in the clip, with Madden calling the tennis star a lying, sneaky... Can I say this word, Bucky?
Yeah.
She could be heard calling him a lying, sneaky asshole. We can swear in this podcast. I didn't realise. Seven's news director says the leak was a cowardly act and that the person responsible will be dealt with accordingly when found, like I might be when our bosses hear me swear in this podcast.
I'm pretty sure they're not listening. Moving on now, a 13-year-old in New South Wales has been charged over the alleged murder of another 13-year-old boy on the Central Coast. It's believed the teen stabbed the victim with a kitchen knife late last night. New South Wales police are investigating whether the two boys met up for a pre-arranged fight.
We'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
Jamie Lynn Spears is set to address her rift with her sister Brittany on US TV tomorrow. Brittany has lashed out at Jamie Lynn in recent months, calling her mean and accusing her of doing nothing to help her end her conservatorship. Here's a teaser for that interview.
I love my sister.
But things have gotten complicated.
I guess so.
Jamie Lynn Spears.
What has caused this rift between you?
The exclusive.
The book title is Things I Should Have Said. What do you regret not saying?
Tomorrow on Good Morning America.
Ooh, that sounds spicy.
Yeah, that is going to be hectic. And finally, Simon Cowell is getting married. The 62-year-old proposed to his girlfriend, Lauren Silverman, on Christmas Eve in Barbados. The engagement is a bit of a surprise, given Cowell said in 2008 that he didn't believe in marriage.
Oh, that's lovely. The vows just write themselves. Anyway, that's the latest from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update soon.
Your update from news.com.au.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.